The Labor Party is facing a growing pushback from its rank-and-file members over climate policy. More than 300 branches have endorsed a position for next month's national conference to force the party to set firm targets on emission reductions and renewable energy generation. And today, several NGOs, including Oxfam, will begin a campaign to put even more pressure on the party, claiming Labor is becoming indistinguishable from the Liberals. From Canberra, here's National Environment reporter Jake Sturmer.
For a party that once described climate change as the great moral challenge of our time, some of Labor's members fear it's lost its way. Felicity Wade is with the Labor Environment Action Network, which is behind a grassroots push to force the party to adopt clear climate targets.
We believe in climate change. We've got the advice. We should take that on. Make this a conviction issue. Take it out of the realm of tactics.
Labor recently sided with the government to cut the renewable energy target, though if it wins, government has vowed to increase the figure. But it hasn't said by how much, and Labor's draft platform to be discussed at its national conference later this month offers no numbers. Felicity Wade wants the party to commit to have 50% of electricity from renewable sources by 2030, as well as adopt the Climate Change Authority's post-2020 emissions reduction targets.
30% by 2025, that's 30% less pollution than on 2000 levels by 2025, and 40 to 60% by 2030.
The group wants its motion debated at the national conference and has garnered the support of 350 of the roughly 1,000 Labor branches.
Townsville, Balranald, Geraldton, Burnie, Mount Druitt, all over the country, people have said to us, yes, we support 50% renewables by 2030 and adoption of the Climate Change Authority's targets for pollution reduction.
Much of what you're pushing for, though, is likely to lead to job losses in both the mining and the energy sectors. Won't that trigger huge internal divisions within the party?
Look, Labor unions have been incredibly brave on this in over time. We are going to have transition, and that has impacts for workers. There's no doubt about it. But this is part of the point. This is going to happen anyway. This is a global movement. You know, the energy sector is going to change. And Labor, really, as the party of workers, has to make sure we manage that.
A range of environmental organisations and charities are launching a campaign to force Labor to ditch what they say is its small target approach on climate change. Oxfam, the Wilderness Society, Solar Citizens and GetUp are on board. Sam McLean is GetUp's national director.
I think a lot of Australians have been looking to the Labor Party to do their job, to be the opposition to this government. And sadly, at the moment on climate change and renewable energy, as with many other issues like asylum seekers, people are looking for a point of difference. They want to know what Bill Shorten's vision is and what the Labor Party's vision is if they were to get into government next year.
AM understands there is support for the push within elements of the party's parliamentary wing, but so far no sitting MPs have spoken out publicly.
Jake Sturmer.